Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to continue with the organized implosion of the global economy. But coming up in the second half of this hour, I want to break down the increasingly violent rhetoric of the La Raza, La Reconquista, Mecha, La Invasora movement. And how the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists are on the internet trying to intimidate white people to join racist groups and pointing out all the incredible Hispanic racism and using that as a recruitment tool, which is exactly what the globalists want, and how Hollywood and big media are behind this. And Raw Story delusionally implying that we're making up this machete trailer and that it isn't even real and doesn't exist. That is delusion by the controlled left. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, you know, a lot of people don't want to just buy 1/5 ounce Frank coin. They want to get more gold. They want to get more silver. The silver deal you've had for the last month is off the charts. I mean, incredible. You bought it at the 15 level. You've been keeping it at that, with it, you know, up at 20. Gold at all-time record, 1,220 plus, and rising, trying to break its all-time record here in the U.S. It's broken its all-time record in Europe against those currencies, against the euro. This is so incredible, what's happening right now, Ted Anderson. So more on the economy, and tell people about some of the other coins you've got and what level at the market you bought those so they fully understand the type of discount they're getting. I mean, I can find no one with deals anywhere close to this because other traders, good companies as well, you know, they buy gold and silver when it's low, and then they sell it for a good price, but at current market price when it goes up. No. The Ted Anderson secret is you hoard the stuff. You sell it when it's low. You sell it when it's high. But when it's high, you sell it at the lower price. It's elementary but incredibly important.
Well, it is. I mean, right now, if you jump over to silver, silver is jumping into that $19 range now. And I still have that Walking Liberty half at 975, which is what I had it priced at when silver was way down lower, closer to $15 an ounce. I mean, the British sovereigns right now are at 332.12. I mean, you can pick up older $20 gold pieces. They're starting to push up. The premiums are starting to rise on those again like they did last time around. Everything is just moving along. We have U.S. Eagles. We have Maple Leafs. I mean, we pretty much carry all the gold and silver under the spectrum. If you're looking for junk silver, we have that. That's the circulated dimes, quarters, and halves. Old circulated silver dollars. I mean, we carry a wide variety of items, but what I try to do is I try to pick on something that is affordable for everybody, and then, you know, to be able to add that full-year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter on that Frank just makes that just a little bit above $500 an ounce for gold. You know, gold right now is sitting at a market peak that is just $2 short of its last high. Alex, when we break through that number, then we're looking at $1,300 an ounce. That's where we're traveling to after that.
Well, look at gold. What was it, 6-7 years ago? It was $300 an ounce. Now look at it. Compare that to any other investment. Again, folks, I don't buy gold and silver as an investment. I buy it as an emergency backup. It's a fringe benefit or, you know, just the cherry on top whenever it becomes a good investment. But I don't sell gold. I bought it $280 an ounce, even though it's $1,200-plus right now, because it's an emergency backup. Here is the toll-free number. Call and tell them it's the Alex Jones Special, or you will pay more, and that higher price is still a great deal in the market. But these deals Ted is offering are off the charts, and it will go up again. It's already gone up some, and Ted can't hold this long. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or go to MidasResources.com online. In fact, Ted, you should send me another special email, because I know you only offer specials for my audience at this level. Maybe you should write up a special and a special link today, because I know it's more on the site than if people call, so we can get an email out today as well. 800-686-2237. Ted, give me that special. I'll post it up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, earlier in the last hour, I played just a minute or two of this six-minute piece from Russia Today. And so I want to play it in its entirety, because here I am yesterday saying it's $150 billion one day, it's $600 billion the next, then it's a trillion. Now Reuters is reporting they want more than a trillion, just basically unlimited money going to the private central banks. Then I'm going to get to an MSNBC video, because now it's mainstream news. People will pay attention to this. Cass Sunstein, who is one of the top lawyers at the White House, he's the head regulations arm, along with a bunch of other czars, have called for banning free speech, arresting people who criticize the government, arresting people that say that man-made anthropogenic global warming isn't real. This is all going on. This is all happening. And now even MSNBC admits law would empower Hillary Clinton to revoke citizenship of whoever she deems to be a terrorist. Now, this is from the senator from Arizona. He's the lead senator along with his minion or his little buddy, Lieberman, Joseph Lieberman. And this is really going on. I mean, they're really saying if we say you are a terrorist, no judge, no jury, or that we think you might be a terrorist, you're not flying, you're not buying a gun, you're not going to have your citizenship. And in the Belligerent Act, we've been covering for 2 months here, And I'm just so glad this is now out in the open. I mean, this wasn't even a news item as it moved through the Senate. They're now admitting that it allows them to just grab you and say you were a terrorist. Just like Hatari. The FBI, of a nine-member group, one was an FBI agent, one was an informant, goading the leader of this tiny Christian militia, whose rhetoric wasn't even racial. Well, what happens if America collapses? Well, we'll have to get with the sheriff and form a four-county security zone. They translate that into they were going to have their own kingdom. If the feds continue to come after us and fire upon us, we're going to have to fight back. And then they would have drills of fighting the New World Order. And that was called training to kill police. All lies. So the federal judge orders their release. The feds have appealed it. Now, remember, meanwhile, you've got La Raza groups, Mecha groups, and others, their members, calling for violence, sedition, organized overthrow of the country. We're going to play that video again coming up when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 10 minutes. And nothing happens. See, if you're a real revolutionary who wants to overthrow the republic and work with the bankers, hey, you're persona non grata. You're going to be left alone. But if you're just an American, regardless of what color you are, and you're concerned about this criminal takeover, you're in trouble. Folks, this is tyranny. This is what the Declaration of Independence talks about, where they just secretly would arrest members of the colony and ship them off to gulags. So it is real, it is happening, and it's another window into just how bold these people are. I saw an article yesterday where somebody who had AIDS that spit on someone has been charged with bioterrorism. They charged Hatari with weapons of mass destruction. They're charging people with guns with WMDs. I mean, just search the term. Texas uses Patriot Act in drug cases and family violence. Ohio uses Patriot Act. They all do it thousands of times. You thought it was for terrorists. Well, read the internal documents that are public. You are the terrorist. And I know we talk about this a lot, but it is the bedrock of a republic that there's due process and that we, the people, and the juries and the grand juries are the courts, not the Pentagon, at the designation of the president or any of his designates, can secretly arrest you for any intelligence purpose. Law would empower Hillary Clinton to revoke citizenship of whoever she deems a terrorist. That's coming up. But first, here is the Russia Today.
Well, the euro is in trouble. And when someone or something is in trouble, someone's going to come to the rescue, right? See Superman here? Well, that someone might just be American taxpayers. At least that's what radio host Alex Jones says. Apparently, it's all part of the IMF's new bailout package. But where is all this money actually going? Is it going to the European banks or perhaps the people who need it most? Alex Jones is in Texas right now, and he joins me to break all of this down for us. Hi there, Alex. So according to the AP, the Federal Reserve opened a program late Sunday to ship U.S. dollars to Europe in an effort to avoid a broader financial crisis on the continent. What is this program, and where is the money essentially going?
Well, it's $1 trillion. Remember, it was going to be $150 billion last week. Then it was $600 billion. Now it's $1 trillion or more today. It may be $2 trillion or $3 trillion. I mean, you know, why not? Just like we had the financial terrorism of 2008, where Henry Paulson and other people from Goldman Sachs who were controlling the federal government went in and threatened Congress with total financial collapse and, quote, martial law, if they didn't give them a blank check, the same thing has now been done in Europe, and they're not really saying where the money is going to go, other than these nations are going to have to pay off the private banks like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others. And again, these banks with derivatives made up tens of trillions of basically toxic assets that weren't real. They sold them at full price. Now the governments own these and are in big financial trouble. So they're telling people in Italy, the population of Greece, they're now telling folks in Germany, they're telling people in Portugal and Spain, we're going to have to take all or part of your pension funds to pay for this bailout. But it's not really a bailout. It is a mass robbery. And the people of the United States are going to have to pay for large amounts of this IMF and World Bank money. And so this is just the greatest crime of history. The private banking cartels are getting away with it. So why shouldn't they just, you know, get away with more of it? This is financial terrorism. And when the United States Congress wouldn't go along with this last week, and when some European leaders like Merkel were saying that the banks are deceptive and treacherous and criminal because she was worried about getting kicked out of office, suddenly the market dropped by 1,000 points. And they've now admitted that wasn't a fat finger, that wasn't a miscalculation. That was these black boxes that some of the larger brokerage houses and the plunge protection team through the White House have. They went in and drove it down 1,000 points in just 15 minutes to create a panic in Congress. And so Congress dumped the legislation to audit the Fed and to pass legislation to get rid of too big to fail. So the whole world is held hostage by these private central banks. And so they're just financially conquering nation after nation. Hell, Greece gave in to being taken over. So why not ask for $1 trillion? Why not ask for $10 trillion?
Well, Alex, you mentioned the links here to the United States Congress, but does this bailout have anything to do with the meeting of the Trilateral Commission this weekend in Europe? And I also want you to tell our audience what this meeting is, who's part of it, and what's likely to come out of it.
Boy, that is a great question. What you have is the Trilateral Commission that was set up in 1973 by Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, and others, and its open-stated aim was a global government run for the administrative convenience of private central bankers. And they are a meeting, a private meeting of what you'd call the G20, a private banking cartel who meets, and they decide how to coordinate the different currencies and debt and the economy. And so they've now announced it is the private global government. It is the inner financial management team of the Bilderberg Group, of the private shadow government. And they met in Dublin, and folks over there in Ireland got in their face. We actually have that video up at Infowars.com, and told David Rockefeller, we're not giving in to your world government. We're not your slaves. And Rockefeller looked very upset. They then snuck into the meeting and confronted him at his dinner table and told him the same thing. In fact, that was done by the Sovereign Independent. That's the name of the newspaper there in Dublin. That's got these patriots that are out there confronting them. And so what happens is you'll see an article in Australia, secret bank heads meet, or you'll see articles about secretive trilateral commission meets. And they always meet at key times before the big announcements are made. You know, they're telling us last week it's $150 billion. The Trilateral Commission meets, basically sets the agenda. All the major finance ministers were there. Their bosses were there. And then suddenly we're told Monday morning, hey, it's $1 trillion, maybe more. We're the government. You have no say in America or in Germany or in Greece or in Spain or Portugal or in England. Sit down and shut up. And we've made the decision Gordon Brown's going to step down. Step down. We've got a new puppet. This is the real government worldwide.
And Alex, not so secretive anymore, because we have you there in Texas, not sitting down and shutting up. Always good to have your analysis. Alex Jones, radio host, live there for us in Texas.
All right, folks. We didn't edit that clip. Our computer froze in the middle of it for a few seconds. But there it is, laid out in 5.5, 6 minutes, exactly what's going on. We've run out of time in this segment to play Law Would Empower Hillary Clinton to Revoke Citizenship of Whoever She Deems Terrorist. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. We're going to cover that and the economy when Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us coming up in the next hour. But when we come back, I want to go ahead and get into the whole La Reconquista situation and how the government and the media is behind this. And a Raw Story article, machete trailer recut to blast Arizona immigration law sparks wild race war fears. And then it implies that it's not even a real movie. No, it's on IMDb. It's a real movie coming out September 3rd, 2010. And we're going to talk about the fact that this isn't just some standalone video. This isn't just some standalone film. This is all part of something that's being sold to the Hispanic community, and I know about this, and because people in the Hispanic community who are working inside this film are concerned about it and the backlash it's going to cause. And that's why Fox has pulled the trailer. Pulled the trailer.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
I have 8 pages of handwritten notes here, double-sided, of points I'd like to make about this subject. But in the interest of time, let me just cut right to the chase. I discovered in high school and then in college that not Hispanics, but white teachers, white professors, didn't matter what class it was, in high school, in college, told me America's bad, the U.S. stole the Southwest, basically white people are bad. And then I began to research Mecha, La Raza. La Raza means for those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And this is from the National Council of La Raza's own website. The term La Raza has its origins in the 20th century Latin American literature and translates to English to mean the people of the race, or according to some scholars, the Hispanic people of the New World. So it is a racial movement. And I saw the signs and the rallies. And one time I got invited down by the Libertarian Longhorns and the Young Conservatives for a Texas Independence Day rally at UT. And I didn't know how political this was. So I went down there to talk about Texas and freedom and the Second Amendment. And people in Aztec outfits were running around. People grabbed the birthday cake, ate it, spit it all over the cake, called me a racist. So I thought, and this was like 14 years ago. I'd just gotten on air. So I thought, I better research this more. So I learned about the plan of San Diego, the plan to kill all whites above the age of 16, and some plans above the age of 14. I did the research. And then I discovered that the Ford Foundation, the CIA, the federal government had spent billions of dollars in the colleges, in the high schools, trying to make sure that Hispanics don't feel like they're Americans. Because the globalists have got a problem if tens of millions of people in this country who are Hispanic become patriots. And a lot of the culture leans towards that. The only liberation theology there can be is communist or socialist or violent. And you've got all these videos of professors and others we played, you know, where they say racist things about white people, Chicano studies, how they're going to take over, go home pilgrim. There's been all these new videos the last few weeks, illegals marching and burning down a restaurant and attacking 20-plus businesses and attacking police in Arizona, Santa Cruz. And it only makes local news, doesn't make national news. And so this is a problem. And then on Cinco de Mayo, I was sent a trailer for the new film Machete. Comes out in September 3rd. And people are in such denial, they're saying this isn't even a real movie coming out September 3rd. And I watched it, and it basically, all the white people are racist, all the white people are evil, they're bad, they set up Machete, who's this federale, to try to kill, and so he agrees, to try to kill a senator who is for controlling the borders, played by Robert De Niro. But it turns out it's the senator in a false flag, that's how much that's gotten into the culture now, trying to stage a killing of himself so that he gets political power. And so the Machete, with armies of illegal aliens, says, we didn't cross the border crossed us, and it shows the Border Patrol people and the gringos getting hacked up with machetes. And on the cover of the movie poster, it says, now he's a brutal savage who must slaughter to stay alive. In fact, zoom in on this for me, guys. And it says Machete. And this is put out by Robert Rodriguez. And the reason that it's so serious is this just dovetails with everything else that's going on. This fits right into the culture. And then I discovered that Fox had got into a bidding war, Fox Studios, 20th Century Fox, and had gotten this away from the Weinsteins, and that they were putting it out. So then Friday, I saw Fox News articles, New York Post articles, you know, with the headline that Robert Rodriguez film, you know, has a message for Arizona, you know, basically violence. And then they pulled those articles, and then over the weekend, I got phone calls from people that work inside Rodriguez's production. They're finishing up Machete right now, and it's star-studded cast. Jessica Alba, Cheech Marin, Robert De Niro, Don Johnson, Steven Seagal, the list goes on and on. And so when we come back, I'm going to break this down. I mean, the problem is I can't really be eloquent about it if I'm in a hurry. I could spend hours on this subject. So why am I concerned about this? We'll explain that on the other side. But a Machete trailer recut to blast Arizona immigration law sparks wild race war fears. Well, we're going to show you what's really happening in America and how it parallels this film. Notice how this is coming out while what's happening in Arizona is unfolding. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Lindsay Lohan, you've got Jessica Alba, Robert De Niro, Don Johnson, Cheech Marin. The list goes on in this film. And before I even put my video out Sunday morning, we shot it Saturday, before I ever even covered this, Fox Studios pulled the trailer that they released. Now, why did they pull the trailer? Why are they scouring the web? It already had 3 million views just on one version of it. Because they understand the liability. By having the star of the film, Machete, say this is a Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona. We're going to play that in a moment. This is now the self-censored trailer. We can play it. It's fair use to document what's happening. When Fox finally realized what had been released, of course, they understood. And they pulled Fox News articles about it. They pulled New York Post articles that are also owned by News Corp. Because the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. Their film division put the trailer out. And their director, Robert Rodriguez, put it out. And then Fox TV started attacking it, saying this thing looks like it's calling for violence. And again, the white people are the racist. You know, it's got all this stuff in it. It's just terrible. And I was contacted by Hispanic members of the production on Friday. I'd already seen this on, I guess, Wednesday or Thursday, whatever Cinco de Mayo was, when they released it. I was sent it, and I was shocked, but I really didn't know what to say. I didn't get to it, basically. And I was thinking about calling Rodriguez first, you know, to say, is your film really, I mean, you know, what is this? Because I know Machete 3 years ago had just been a trailer in another one of his films. But I went and looked it up. It was coming out September 3rd. It is a full-length movie, star-studded, big budget, shot here in Austin, shot at the Capitol, the Texas Capitol, and it's got an anti-immigration, anti-open border senator played by Robert De Niro, and they say, our, you know, Mexican people are being deported. Well, the quote is, illegal Americans are being deported, and it's hurting all of us. Because of this, the senator must die. And then the star, Machete, who's a federale, they just think he's some guy they picked up off the street. He agrees, we've got to kill the gringo, and he goes to kill the senator, and then they try to kill him to do a false flag. That's actually what the film is whether Rodriguez knows it or not, it's a false flag against Hispanics. And that's why the Hispanic members of his crew that separately contacted me, they didn't know that each other were contacting me. Because I said to the second person, I said, I was just contacted by somebody else. Did you know that? And they said, no. And I said, well, what's in the film? And they said, well, we really can't tell you, but it's what's in the trailer and worse. So I said, what's in the trailer is the film. And they said, yeah, you can look it up in some reviews and articles where you can find out more. But basically, we're concerned about a backlash against Hispanic Americans and that it's could really cause some serious problems. And I said, what, race war? And they just said, look, one guy didn't say very much. He just said, you need to look into it. And then the other person specifically said, yes, backlash against Hispanics, you know, basically makes Hispanics look like a bunch of murdering savages. It's going to scare white people. This is the border we didn't cross the border. It crossed us. And, you know, people with machetes, and Don Johnson saying, I want to get that Mexican. I want to hang him. And Robert De Niro going, look at these cockroaches. Look at these Mexican cockroaches. So it shows the whites as evil. And then they put a trailer out saying this is a message to Arizona. And then it cuts to all the slashing and killing. And then meanwhile, here's Raw Story, Machete trailer recut to blast Arizona immigration law sparks wild race war fears. And the article basically makes fun of me. Fox had already pulled these trailers. They admit they've pulled it, and that's later in the article. Why did they do that before I ever even covered it? Anyone who watches this, anyone that knows what's happening in the political atmosphere and climate knows. I mean, this is 90% chance, this 100% chance it's going to create division and bad stereotypes. I'd say over a 90% chance, at least a 90% chance, that somebody's going to act on this. I mean, you already got firebombings in Santa Cruz and police being attacked in Miami and Phoenix. You've already got all these clips of people saying, we'll use our pickaxes and rise up against you. You've got all these student groups and professors and teachers saying, Plan of San Diego, we're going to get the gringos, we're going to rise up, we're coming. And it's historical that machetes in Latin America, especially in Central America and Southern North America, they've had what they call the machete uprisings in Chiapas and, of course, in Yucatan by the native Indians that have been persecuted by the Spanish Mexicans down there. See, I happen to know the history. So anybody that knows the history is concerned by this. And it says, what happens if the movie is based on a fake trailer and a second politicized fake trailer is leaked to help promote it? So they're implying here in the article written by Ron Breinart. So, again, they imply it's not even real. No, this is a real movie coming out. Weeks after putting out an alert about illegal immigrants allegedly plotting armed rebellion with shovels and axes, well, they were saying we're going to attack you with shovels and pickaxes, and then they attacked the police. I mean, that happened in Phoenix, and we've played the video. The Americans for Legal Immigration PAC is now concerned that a new film, which depicts an army of machete and AK-47 wielding illegal aliens, is a violent uprising. Last Thursday, The New York Post and the New York Daily News wrote the headline, "Don't Mess with Robert Rodriguez." The Mexican filmmaker recut an illegal trailer about illegal aliens for his new Mexploitation flick, Machete, for Cinco de Mayo, a message to Arizona. Rodriguez passed along the re-edited film promo to Ain't It Cool News, and I know Harry Knowles, he's a nice guy, to denounce the state's recently passed immigration legislation, which makes it a crime for immigrants not to carry their documents. "This is Machete, a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona," star Danny Trejo says before unleashing a slew of violent, expletive-filled, and sexy scenes from the film. And we haven't edited this trailer that's now been shut down and censored everywhere, except for the cuss words that you're about to see. The trailer offers glimpses of Jessica Alba and Michelle Rodriguez in the trademark eye patch favored by contemporary B-movies, not to mention Robert De Niro and Lindsay Lohan. The paper notes that Machete is a full-length version of the fake trailer Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino directed in Grindhouse 2007 and is set for release September 3rd. The controversial anti-immigration group appears to be a bit confused at the difference between a trailer and the full motion picture. No, this is what the film's about. It's an uprising in Texas, so they're saying it's a message to Arizona. And we've now got the plot of the movie. It's exactly what we thought. It's a false flag event. And it just goes on. It says Fox has now pulled the content and pulled articles about it and pulled the trailer. It says Alex Jones and his prison planet Empire have also launched a crusade against the flick based on the illegal trailer. No, we haven't called for pulling it. We haven't. We've just simply pointed out that if that's the content of the film, and it is, a political violent message against the gringo, this is going to cause problems. In late April, Raw Story reported political debates based on arguments and reasoning are becoming passé in modern day. Then it goes on to imply that we're just lying and making this up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not making anything up. That's why before I even covered this on Sunday, before I said word one, when that video went live, my video exposing this that Aaron Dykes put together, and did a great job, by the way, on Sunday, that now has about 100,000 views, just on one version. Fox had already pulled it. Fox had pulled articles critical of it. They don't even want you knowing about this. And I had been contacted by Hispanics who worked on the crew who've seen the film, and they are concerned. Now, I'm not telling Rodriguez what to do. I know he's editing the film, finishing it right now. Do what you want, buddy. I'm just getting it on record that because you mix this in with Arizona and are now basically blurring the lines and implying that this is what needs to be done, I hope to heaven you have some restraint. I have to have restraint every day. I've got to watch what I say about calling for violence or implying it. Look at Atari Militia. Federal judges ordered them released now. They were arrested and charged with terrorism and weapons of mass destruction for having guns and for saying on an audio tape, "We may have to fight the government one day if this continues." Meanwhile, you've got these illegal alien rallies where they're saying things 100 times more serious. And I'm against violence, folks. And this is going to hurt Hispanics. People will think, oh, well, you know, because I've seen the comments on my video that I posted. Aha, cracker gringo, you're going to get it. You know, white people are evil. And I link over to their page and they've got all this La Raza and Metro stuff up there. It's just so stupid. This is about playing everyone off against each other. Okay, just like the government's been caught funding the Klan and Hal Turner and the white supremacists and radicalizing the Black Panthers and black professors saying we've got to exterminate all whites. We played that last week. This is adding to this divide and conquer atmosphere. And so it shows the political correctness, though, that you got a film where Hispanics are savages, white people are all racist, and anybody that wants to control the border, which every other nation does, including Mexico, you're evil. You're bad. I mean, this is outrageous. This is politically laced. This is what's in the film. What is in this trailer is what is in this film. And notice, he wanted to make this back in the mid-1990s when he was already a successful director. They never picked it up. It's now been funded in the last year and a half by Fox Studios, and it's now coming out. because the system, not that Rodriguez is, I think, CIA or part of this, but look at the timing. The system knows when to use things. So let's play the trailer here, the censored, self-censored trailer by Fox, 20th Century Fox Studios. Before I ever covered this, they were pulling it because, again, I'm being contacted by the crew who are Hispanic and are upset about this. They're not stupid. Here it is.
This is Machete with a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona.
They called him Machete.
$70 a day for yard work. $100 for roofing.
Get in.
$125 for septum.
Have you ever killed anyone before? As you know, illegal Americans are being forced out of our country at an alarming rate for the good of both our people. The senator must die.
He was given an offer he couldn't refuse.
Make no mistake, we are at war. Every time an illegal dances across our border, it is an act of aggression against this sovereign state, an overt act of terrorism.
Set up, double cross, and left for dead.
You think what you do is right? Taking your brothers and sisters in? Deporting them back to their own personal hells? Ah, there are many laws.
You want me to help you kill all these men?
Yes, bro.
I'll see what I can do.
The score. He gets the women.
There's nothing I'd like more than to see that Mexican dance the bolero at the end of the rope.
And he kills the bad guys.
We didn't cross the border! The border crossed us!
Steven Seagal, Robert De Niro.
Machete.
Well, this cucaracha's got AK-47s and he's laying waste everything that gets in his f***ing path.
But they soon realize they just f***ed with the wrong Mexican. Machete.
Now, this is the first official trailer. Now, let's go to a clip from 2 weeks ago. Minutes after this lady and others said, we'll rise up with our pickaxes and attack you, the police were then attacked and stood down. Now imagine if a Tea Party did this. They'd be called terrorists all over the news. Or if a Tea Party burned down a restaurant and attacked 20 shops in Santa Cruz. Now here is this lady. I mean, this is what's really being said. In Mexico, the peasant uprisings are symbolized by machetes, whereas in European history, it's by pitchforks. So this is a pitchfork movie where the gringos are bad, and it mirrors what's actually being said. Here's a clip.
We will not stop. We will take up our shovels and our pickaxes, and we break the land and make it landscaping and clean your toilets and our playgrounds. We will use them against you. Believe that.
Okay, now I want to go to break. With another clip here, this is L.A. teacher, he's at UCLA with some of his high school students, calling for Mexican revolt in the United States. And folks, this is all just in the last week. Just go put La Raza, Mecha, professor calls for violence. I mean, you'll have UT Dallas, head of Chicano studies, you'll have just hundreds of clips, hundreds and hundreds of clips. Saying, we don't want white people here. We're going to get you. We're going to go out to break with this, come back and finish it up. Here it is.
I want to start out by saying that the young man who spoke a little while ago was one of my students. And that made me so proud because I know that our people have strong leaders for years and years to come. As a militante of Unión del Barrio, a revolutionary Mexican organization here, we understand what the camarada is saying. You're right, this is not just about Mexico. This is about a global struggle against imperialism and capitalism.
Yes.
But we know that all of that is happening in the context that where we now stand is stolen, occupied Mexico.
That's sedition.
And the message that we bring is we want to bring a little bit more of a revolutionary context to this. Why is it that these people, these frail, racist white people, want to keep us out of this country? It's not because simply the color of our skin. It's not simply because they just want to exploit us. Let me tell you why. Because on this planet right now, 6 billion people at the forefront of the revolutionary movement is the raza. When you go to Venezuela, when you go, we have the long history and example of our comandante, Fidel Castro Ruz. We got Hugo Chavez, Evo Morales, we got Brazil, Ecuador.
All right, hit pause.
You name it.
We're going to come back and finish this. And then he goes on to say, you are revolutionaries. We're going to overthrow the United States for communism. And we're going to kick the frail white people out of here. Now, that is somebody who says he's a Mexican and he's on government payroll and he's not going to get fired. He's not going to get in trouble. He's going to be promoted. He'll probably end up being mayor.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
When you go, we have the long history and example of our comandante, Fidel Castro Ruz. We got Hugo Chavez, Evo Morales, we got Brazil, Ecuador, you name it. We have nine left of center governments in Latin America right now. And they know something that one young Argentine called Che Guevara said. It was called the domino theory. And they knew that every single country would go revolutionary, one after the other, after the other, after the other. So what do they fear? They know that every single country, they know that we no longer will fall to these lies called borders. We know that a Salvadoran and a Guatemalan and a Nicaraguense and a Mexicano, there's no damn difference. We are all one people. So with that in mind, we see ourselves, all of us here, as the northern front of a Latin American revolutionary movement. More than 40 million of our people north of the Rio Grande. That means to them, there's 40 million potential revolutionaries north of the border, inside the belly of the beast. So when you think about why do they want to kick us, of all people, out, that's why. Because they know that we now know the truth. They know that now we are raza, we're professionals, we're educators, we are revolutionary students. What does that mean? We are not just a regular culture anymore. We are a culture of revolutionary spirit. And that's the fear. So with that being said, I want to leave you with this. As a revolutionary, and with revolutionary context, let's be clear about one thing. Our enemy is not the Minutemen. Quote me. Our enemy is not the Minutemen. Because the Minutemen are not the ones who have killed over 4,600 people at those borders. That our enemy is the same enemy as Hugo Chavez. That Hugo Chavez has. Our enemy is the same enemy that keeps Africa poor. Our enemy is the same enemy that keeps Asia poor. Our enemy is capitalism and imperialism. Okay? If we are serious about making change, if you are serious about making change, let me tell you, the struggle will go on for many more years after we leave UCLA. Reading a book or writing a book or teaching a class, that is not part of the movement. What you do 24 hours a day as a professional revolutionary, that is what is going to lead our people and all people to liberation.
Okay, viva la raza. Again, he's saying these frail white people, don't worry about them. It's the system. It's the Border Patrol. And in the new Machete film, they go to the Border Patrol, Hispanic members, and get them to then go preach, we didn't cross the border crossed us, with machetes. Think about it. Hispanic Americans in San Francisco who had American flag shirts were kicked out of school. There's a new video where a girl in California drew a picture of an American flag and was told that was bad by her teacher. This is the mindset. And then we've got new video of people driving with an American flag on their car and the illegals running up and pulling it down. Just the sight of the flag, because this is Mexico. Not Spain, not France, not all the other countries that had part of the Southwest. Mexico was just one country that had a claim on it. No, it belongs to Mexico. And how many clips could I play where the pilgrims need to go home and all this? But this is being done to create division. Robert Rodriguez is being used with his film. Already have violence breaking out. And we're going to see what happens in September.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.